This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The origins of the wealth management industry can be traced back to the 14th century when wealthy families and merchants in Europe would engage banks who would manage their personal finances. Fast forward to today, the industry has largely retained its traditional, highly personalized image. However, there is a change that's happening thanks to the shift to Asia, and like any other industry, it's driven by technology. And today I'm speaking to Dominic Gamble. He's the co-founder and the CEO of FindTheWealthManager.com. Dominic, welcome to the show. And let's start off first with talking about the perception of wealth management. Whether rightly or wrongly, it's quite traditional and almost, you know, stuffy and a profession that's only fit for the ultra-rich individuals. Is this justified, Dominic?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I think traditionally it is justified. When we talk about wealth management, it conjures up all sorts of images of smoking jackets and wood-paneled offices. And historically, to a degree, the industry has very much liked the opacity and the lack of perceived accessibility to it. I think now there is one huge game changer that's starting to creep into society. And as you rightly said, that is technology. Technology is really aiding the consumer to get transparency at his or her fingertips. And it's affecting every single industry. And wealth management is no exception.
And how is technology affecting the wealth management industry? It's something that, you know, on paper just doesn't seem to go quite well because, you know, it's a lot of, you know, face-to-face conversations when it comes to wealth management.
It's face-to-face currently. I think there is a big debate as to whether that's going to be less and less over the coming years. But there are lots of other touch points, Jeff, where consumers want to know information about, A, the industry and how they access it, because behind the scenes, it is actually a very useful industry for people of all walks of life and of all levels of wealth. So just trying to get into that industry and understand what it means is a huge digital play, which is really the reason why we exist at FindAWealthManager.com, because we are providing consumers with access independently and for free that they've never had before to this industry. Otherwise, the way that the industry is growing in a region like Asia and the digitization that we're seeing in Asia is really playing very much into the consumer's hands and is dragging this industry into a more transparent world.
Why do you think the shift in Asia sort of caused this disruption in the wealth management industry?
Well, and just to add to that, it is really centered in Asia because some of the big banks in the world are leading their technology investment in their Asian hubs of Singapore and Hong Kong and beyond. Asia is really the key driver of wealth right now. The World Wealth Report, which is a very well-followed annual report on wealth trends throughout the globe, consistently cites Asia as double-digit growth for the number of high-net-worth individuals, but also the number of the amount of wealth rather that is being accumulated in the region. It's also the fastest growing digital economy in the world. Southeast Asia, Greater China, more and more people are using online, more and more people are using online for everything. And that is very much, of course, centered around the youth. But what we see across the more developed markets in the world, starting from far west in America all the way across, is that more and more of the older generation will start to use this as well. So Asia is really the key focus for this trend that's emerging, which is investment in technology and more people trying to access this information, more and more consumers trying to access this information online.
And talk to me about FindTheWealthManager.com. When did this begin and how did it all start?
So the idea to launch this business was really to try and revolutionize the way that somebody with a bit of money meets his or her wealth manager, to try and make this industry a lot more accessible. We were sitting in a coffee shop, my client and I, because I was a private banker by trade for many years, having a very strong coffee after the global crisis of 2008 when I was seeing so many unhappy clients. And I was trying to understand why this phenomenon was happening in the industry. And I came to the conclusion that the way that clients met wealth managers was very flawed. Traditionally, word of mouth, who do you deal with, Jeff? Oh, I deal with Dominic. He works at so-and-so bank. He's a really nice guy. That is not a factual, intelligent way to find the person who's going to manage your money. The backdrop, of course, to all of this was that the internet was really starting to boom over in Europe, where we were based at the time. And the combination of the two led us to believe that there were people out there of all levels of wealth who were trying to get information about the wealth management industry. So we started the business in 2012, and we very quickly saw that there were these people out there. And from then on, we've never looked back, and we've grown the business ever since. Actually, Asia is particularly interesting for us as a business because we have launched here in, I think, the last 6 months. It's gone so fast. But already we're seeing huge trends of Asian-based clients, and around 15% of our traffic is from Malaysia, coming through this site to try and get information and direction at their fingertips on which are the best wealth managers for them. And that's the whole premise of our service. Very quickly, you can do that. And we are finding, as a result, that the relationships that clients find with wealth managers tend to be on much firmer ground and are going to be much more beneficial long-term relationships than previously.
What is the biggest concern when it comes to the wealth management industry, and how does going online help with these concerns?
I think it's fair to say that there's been a loss of trust and confidence in the industry post-2008, and there's been a lot of publicity, negative publicity, along those lines. I think that online plays a huge role to play in promoting transparency, in allowing consumers to access information. And what it's doing, of course, is then really forcing the industry to be a lot more transparent. It's promoting competition in the industry, which is a good thing for consumers and clients. And it's raising awareness around some of the key touch points that consumers really need to know about in the industry. So they are getting a lot more education and a lot more knowledge, again, at their fingertips, easily accessed knowledge, which is going to put both parties, both consumers and wealth management institutions, in a far more solid place going forward. So I think we're seeing a big change now in trust and confidence starting to be regained. One of my big comments about the wealth management industry is that you don't have to be a multimillionaire to have a wealth manager. It's not just about investing either. Wealth management plays a really important part for people of all walks and levels of life to get their financial planning, their future, their family, their inheritance, all mapped out. And the earlier one can do that in your life, the far better you will be positioned later in life, and the far more you'll be able to enjoy it and give back to your family. So I think it's a really important element that we often oversee. Similar to health, by the way. Wealth and health are very similar. But I think we certainly our website, findawealthmanager.com, plays a big role in trying to promote some of the benefits of this industry.
But what concerns does going online bring to customers then? I'm sure there's the other way around of it as well.
Yes, this is a really interesting one, because you just walk on the street or you go on public transport and you see everybody attached to their mobile phones doing various bits and pieces online. The trend that we've seen from some of the more mature digital markets, so we really look to the US for that, is that slowly but surely everybody starts to trust the internet more and more as the internet penetrates everyday life. So traditional concerns, privacy, I'm worried about confidentiality, I'm worried about my information. Those are the sorts of things that one often hears. If I look back at my parents, for example, back in the UK, 5 years ago, they refused to do anything online. They refused to put any information whatsoever online. They refused to buy anything online. They didn't want to put their card details in. If I look now, 5 years later, all of my Christmas presents are going to be bought online. Their retail banking relationships are online. Their wealth management relationships are online. Everything is online, buying music, movies, and more serious. When we fast forward over here to Asia, we have this huge wave, a world-leading wave of digital-savvy users at the younger end of the scale. That is only going to drive higher and higher up the age groups over the coming years. And I firmly believe, fast forward 5 years in Asia, and you will see the older generation, who historically have not trusted the internet as much as the younger ones, using it equally, just like they do in the UK now, just like they do in the US.
I'm speaking to Dominic Gamble, the co-founder and also the CEO of FindAWealthManager.com. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about some of the things that you should know before going into the online wealth management industry. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. And I'm speaking to Dominic Gamble. He's the co-founder and also the CEO of FindAWealthManager.com. And we are talking about the wealth management industry having a change, especially thanks to technology and the shift to Asia. Dominic, what kind of challenges did you experience applying technology to the wealth management industry when you started off in the UK and then later on in Asia? And were there similar challenges or different sort of challenges when you moved to Asia?
Yes. It's been challenging. Applying technology to a traditional industry is always going to have challenges. And I think those have been really exacerbated by the fact that we are a first mover. So not only are we trying to bring a traditional industry into the modern world, so to speak, but we're also trying to do this for the first time. It hasn't been done in this industry before. It's amazing how quickly people get to grips with technology and people grasp it. And I guess time and patience have been two of the biggest challenges that we have overcome. We now deal with 60-odd institutions globally, some household names as well as some much smaller names. So it has been challenging. The fact that we have done this now very successfully in Europe and the UK has helped us enormously when we grow to Asia, because we already have that proof of concept, that level of trust, not only from the industry but also from consumers. So I think the challenges have started to really fall away for us, but I think any time you're dealing with an industry as opaque and clunky, is the term that I often use, as wealth management, it's never particularly fast. And also, I think one important element there, Jeff, is dealing beyond retail, so dealing with more affluent consumers further and further up the wealth scale, also naturally becomes a slower industry to work in. So those are the things that we often encounter.
And how relevant is this for the Malaysian wealth management industry? I mean, are we a big enough pie?
Absolutely. Malaysia is one of the most mature wealth markets in Asia. If you just take some of the statistics around the country, you have several region-leading urban centres. You have a very strong corporate landscape. There's, as you are well aware, more and more entrepreneurship, fintech, this buzzword, more and more people are getting into that seam of business, and that is going to be a very important part for the wealth management industry as we go forward. Digital is extremely important as well, that the ability for people to access online wealth management falls into one of those channels, and your smartphone penetration is through the roof. YTL, every day I read about how more and more they're rolling out the 4G network through the country. So I think wealth management is really, really relevant for the Malaysian audience. We're already seeing that. We see a lot of Malaysian traffic coming through the site. And I think just generally across the region, wealth management is something we should really be almost educating our children about. Because it, for the reasons I mentioned earlier about preparing for the future and saving, this is something that is extremely relevant for countries that are developing fast, like Malaysia, and have a key role to play in the region. I think the wealth management industry is one of the key industries going forward, actually, in the country.
What should ordinary investors and wealth managers should know about online wealth management before they sort of get into it?
Firstly, online wealth management is a term that's going to increasingly come up in the personal finance arena. So people are going to be reading about online wealth management more and more. The traditional wealth management players are very often household names. So if you ask your average Malaysian about various banks, those banks will be some of the classic wealth management players. There are a lot more out there for people to find. Online wealth management to me, as findawealthmanager.com, means about bringing the industry and the availability of information around that industry online. And ordinary investors should really be using online, as they do for everything else, to try and ascertain information about the industry, and to try and ascertain ultimately what we do, which wealth management brands are right for their profile. It's incredibly easy to do that now, thanks to the likes of us, and it's free. It's very quick to find out the information. And from the wealth management perspective, they know that more and more they have to get online and they have to communicate with either prospects or clients through the digital mechanism. So I think that the online channel, both as a consumer and as a wealth manager, is increasingly important. Online relationships, once they've actually opened the banking account, is going to become more and more prevalent too. So your first opening comments, Jeff, about the industry being very manual and face-to-face is absolutely true, but I think we'll find more and more that clients and wealth managers will actually be engaging a lot more online in the future.
And are Malaysian investors tech-savvy, especially when it comes to managing their finances?
Yes, I think they're very tech-savvy, and this again is very much a age-centric question at the moment, because traditionally the older clients are less tech-centric, but we, for reasons that I cited, we think that that trend is only going to become stronger and stronger, that the older demographic in the population are using online for everything, including their wealth management. And I think the evidence also, Jeff, is that so many of our clients coming through this global website are from Malaysia, so they're obviously finding us. I think that the society is such today in all of these developing countries and in Malaysia, which is amongst the most developed, to use online as a trusted tool.
And Dominic, one last question before we leave. Any advice that you could give to anyone looking to get into the online world of wealth management?
I think if you're potentially in business or an entrepreneur and you're looking at the wealth management industry, I think it needs to be approached with a degree of caution for what it is. It is a tough industry. It is a slow industry. It is a traditional industry, and that cannot be revolutionized overnight. So it's very much about edging the industry closer towards some of the momentum that we're seeing in other industries, like the retail consumer service industry. Patience, I think, is one of the biggest virtues that an entrepreneur can have. And when it comes to actually adopting your business solution, I think it's really important to make sure that you're giving the industry a real solution to a real problem and not just a perceived problem. I see huge amounts of interest in fintech. It's a really exciting space, but I very often see some of the fintech solutions actually addressing problems that maybe don't exist today.
I've been speaking to Dominic Gamble. He's the co-founder and also the CEO of FindTheWealthManager.com. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.